Okay.
Hey, Ty, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I've got you great.
Awesome. Well, we are now joined by Ty Dillon, our third place finisher and the driver of the number 13 Germain Racing Chevrolet. Ty, can you just talk us through this third place finish, how it feels?
It feels great. I'm sure everyone's aware our team announced that we were selling and has been sold. And the relationship between myself and Germain Racing and Geico and all the 47 employees at Germain Racing is coming to an end, unfortunately. So we all promised each other when it was announced that we're going to give it everything we had till the end. And this was kind of a statement for our team together. And I can't thank everyone enough at Germain Racing, starting with Bob Germain, Larry Rogers, and all the folks at Geico and every person that worked at Germain over my 4 years that helped me throughout my 4 years here. And I'm thankful for the opportunity and hopeful for the next opportunity. And hopefully some of us can get to work again and together again. And hopefully this propelled some of us to get new opportunities next year as we're all searching.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media for you. Let's kick things off with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hi, Ty. You know, you talked about your next opportunity. Where are you at in those conversations?
Jordan, I think your microphone's a little low.
Is that better?
Ty, you can't hear him, right?
I can barely hear you. If we turn up our volume, I might be able to hear you. Try again.
Ty, you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's going to work.
Sorry. You talked about your next opportunity. Where are you at in those discussions for next year? Are you looking in the Xfinity Series as well, just Cup? And do you want to continue racing full-time in the Cups in NASCAR?
Absolutely. I feel like I am one of the top-level drivers in the Cup Series. I just need the correct opportunity. I've proven it in the Xfinity Series in every race I've won. If you go back and watch, I know Kyle Busch is one of the best, but he's finished second to most of my wins. Kevin Harvick was, you look at the field that was in the win that I got at the Brickyard. Those guys were the best. And so I've proved that I can do it. It's just a matter of opportunity. So I absolutely want to be in the Cup Series. I feel like I, in the right situation over the right time, can win races and be a championship contender. My time is not up here, and I definitely have a lot to prove still. I feel like I'm starting to reach a pinnacle of my life physically and mentally as far as a Cup driver. And I'm so eager for the next opportunity. But as far as the opportunity, I have nothing yet. So hopefully this inspires some more talks and more sponsorship opportunity. It's getting to a tough place in the sport where you have to bring money with you as far as sponsorship. And a little bit goes a long way right now. And if I have to take an opportunity to go down the Xfinity Series and try to win races there and reprove myself, I'll absolutely take it. But I'm a hungry driver right now, and I want an opportunity next year to continue to prove what I can do and start fresh.
All right, we'll take our next question from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Congratulations, Ty. Great run.
Thanks, Mark.
You said this was a statement for your team. What is it? How is it a statement for you personally?
Yeah, you know, Super Speedways are always a place that I've succeeded at and been successful at. But I wanted to go out and continue to put together good runs. I have some anger built up, a little bit of fire, because I want that opportunity now for next year. I want it now because I believe in myself. So anytime we can take a chance when the field is equalized to prove ourselves, I feel like I want to make the most of it. And today was one of those chances. And when you finish these races enough, it's not just by luck. So, you know, we haven't shown all the capabilities at some of the mile and a half tracks, but we've done it at short tracks. We've won stages. So I think more it was a stamp on our race team and in our years together. And, you know, from here on out, I'm going to try to do my best and continue to make statements to the owners out there and sponsors out there that if they take a chance on me, they won't be sorry.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, and congratulations on the run, Ty. Just kind of curious, most people would think that it would be a no-brainer that you would end up doing something at RCR. Has that option been discussed for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I speak to my grandfather, and he's involved in trying to help me make sure I get a ride, but the opportunity really isn't there at RCR for me. You know, they have two drivers who are under contract, and it's not like I can bring enough money to start a race team over there. So You know, hopefully we can do something to work together with another team. But yeah, you know, I haven't really been an RCR driver now for 4 years, and I hope people can understand that I can bring value to a team respectfully, not just because of who I am, but because of my talent. And like I said, I'm really eager to see what's next for my career.
Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Ty. Congratulations on a great run today. You know,
thanks, Jeff.
It's been such a crazy year because, you know, we had the pause. You learned you and Haley would have an addition to their family now in November. Congratulations on that. So,
thank you.
My question, what's the biggest lesson you're taking from this 2020 season? One of change, but also one of the highest highs and in some cases the lowest lows.
It's been an incredible season of life for myself, and I have an incredible wife who just keeps things in perspective. And between her and I, we have a strong faith in Christ, and we restore each other daily because the world can really get after you in times, especially with what's going on with the virus and then also with the job. And then we have a little one on the way, and everyone who has children knows what that's like. And we're so eager to meet our little boy Captain here in a couple weeks. And that's going to be beyond anything that racing could bring as far as blessing to our life. I think what the virus has done for me as a kid, I grew up racing, and my family was always at the racetrack every weekend. And we were hardly ever in different places. I was playing sports. Austin was playing sports, and we were able for the first time in my life to sit down and have dinner with my wife and my daughter for an extended period of time. My wife's a great chef, and we just got to spend time together. And that was a really great experience and something I hope to continue for a long time with my children, make it a really important thing with our family. I think that's what I learned the most there. And, you know, life can be up and down and seasons come and go. But if you're not rooted in a faith and something stronger, you know, you'll get tossed like the waves.
Thanks, Ty. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Hey, Ty, regarding your best race, could you just tell us kind of how much of the hard work Bob has put on this race team the past couple of years? Because I think with a run like that, it shows very high volumes of what he's contributed.
Yeah, you know, I think Bob Germain has committed so much to this sport over a long period of time. He's a truck champion owner, and he went from a start and park team to, you know, we finished third here today, and I'm not sure if that's his best finish, but sure does feel like it. And I wanted to give him everything. I wanted to give him a win. I thought in my rookie season I'd give him wins and championships, but you know, this Cup Series is the real deal when you get up here, and we had a lot to battle through, and we really have grown year after year. And it is heartbreaking to see that, you know, this is coming to an end for him and Germain Racing because of the commitment level that he has had. And it's a tough climate across the country and in this sport right now. And I think we have great hopes for the future of this sport in the new model car and everything that's coming out in the way that it's going to help financially. But unfortunately it just the timing didn't work out for our race team. And, you know, we hope for brighter days together in the future, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Ty. And on a side note, I'm not sure if you heard the Hawks won today over the Dolphins.
Hey, there you go. I think the Panthers won too, so that's good. That's a bummer.
Next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Hey, Ty, NASCAR's already stated they're not looking at changing the yellow line rule even after today. There was some question was brought up about it, is if this rule needs to change, if there's still value. Are you comfortable with NASCAR saying, hey, we don't feel like it needs to change? Or as a competitor, would you say, hey, hear me out, and here's why I think maybe it could be changed or changed at the end of the race?
Yeah, the rule doesn't need to be changed. You know, it's a product of what's going on right now. These cars are a bit easier to drive. They're stuck to the ground harder. The runs are happening twice as fast as they ever have, though. So guys going below the yellow line is, you know, you got guys going for a win. You got guys also trying not to wreck, because it's not just you're hitting the wall and it's okay. It physically impacts you when you do crash. So guys have a lot of things going on in their mind. Sometimes when you go below the yellow line, it's not totally your fault, but it is the rules, and we all know the rules. So it comes down to a mental decision. Am I going to lift, or am I going to go below the yellow line? And we know the rules before we get here. And I think if you were to open it up and take the yellow line away, you're going to have guys blocking all the way down to the grass, and you're going to have twice as big a wreck as we see now. So I don't think we want to open up that can of worms. We got plenty of racetrack we can go 4 or 5 wide on. So I think it's a product of what we do. And I don't see anybody at fault in any reason. I don't think anybody tried to bend the rules to get an advantage. I think it's just a product of what happens here.
Thank you.
Take our next question from Bob Hawkers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ty, you said that the runs are coming faster than ever. Got the other one going on. But this package was supposed to kind of keep the runs from being as fast compared to Daytona in February. So I'm curious, are the runs still just as fast?
I think the runs are just as fast. The top speed is slower, which is helpful, especially when it comes to crashes. I think the impact rate and just being a driver inside the car, when things start happening, it is slower. Where previous in the year, when these crashes happened, it was like a snap and you couldn't react. So I think just slowing the speed of the car down gives everybody a little bit better chance. And slowing 5 to 10 miles per hour down when you're going that fast and hitting a wall can do a lot for you in safety too. And I think that was the important call there. I mean, the runs are happening so fast. You know, I'd say 20% of the times the spotters can't physically react in time, and the drivers really have to be on it, feeling and knowing how things go. And a little bit of patience goes a long way. You can see guys being really aggressive, and it does get you to the front with these cars because they have so much grip if you can push the limits. But there is also a counter strategy to surviving these things. If you look at what the 11 did today and the 4 did, and a lot of guys who finished the race, they were patient all day and didn't put themselves in aggressive situations too early.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Ty, it was Jermaine's best career finish. So what's that mean to deliver it for the team with just 5 weeks left?
Oh, that feels great. You know, I want to give them everything I have coming down to the end of our run together. I'm not a person that's built to quit in anything. So, you know, I want to keep getting stronger every day of my life as a human. And that doesn't change for racing and racing for a team. So really proud of that. We got, 6 or 7 more to go. And hopefully we can possibly top that. Coming to the end, and all in all, it's been a great run, not just for the finishes, but spending time and making relationships and memories with these guys.
Cool. Thanks, Ty.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll take our next one from Jonathan with the Racing Experts. Go ahead.
Hey, Ty, just looking at the stats, for drivers who have made at least 5 starts at Talladega, you have the best average finish with a 12.0. Just what makes you good at this racetrack? You run up front till they finished up front. What makes you good at this track?
You know, I think patience. My wife always preaches patience to me when I come to these super speedways, and I had a pretty good run going at Daytona too. But you throw that Daytona 500 out and it's hard not to get a little anxious and get up in the middle of it. I was a little mad at myself last couple races at super speedways. I was running inside the top 10. Inside of 2 or 3 laps to go and gotten crashes, and the average finish would be even better if we would have finished those. So you know, it's you know, you don't always want to have to, you know, put yourself at the back at certain times, but I feel like I've got a sense, I don't get the hair standing up like Denny does, but I've got a sense when things are about to get bad, and I focus on certain cars in the pack and certain attitudes and feelings that I get. And I try to navigate myself to a safe spot. And sometimes you'll find yourself falling back, but it works, obviously.
Thank you, Ty.
All right. And our next question will come from Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry. Okay. Do you have a short list of teams in Xfinity that you would even consider?
I haven't really gotten there yet. Obviously I'd want to be in a ride that's competing for wins. But Xfinity is the second on the list. I want to go cup racing full time first. And if all the doors shut in there, I'll start knocking on the doors in Xfinity, and we'll see what happens from there. You know, God will bless us with some kind of opportunity, whether it's a cup or Xfinity or who knows what.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, Ty. Congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you at the Roval.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.